Good morning. Welcome to Last Call, the Failure Stop Podcast Network, the channel that brings you five shows a day to keep first responders informed and entertained all week long so that you don't sound like an ignoramus out in the civilian world. Knowing is half the battle. So we do society and culture news on Mondays, political news on Wednesdays, true crime on Tuesdays, sports on Thursdays, breakdowns on Fridays. Today you have flopped on or into the political news show. We have political commentator, conservative aunt, social media influencer, and political commentator. We've got Josh from Deadleg Media, former police officer, investigator, and fact checker for the network on as well, and myself. Today we're covering Biden's apparent and overt revengeful rampage that is now starting to just break the surface in mainstream media. They're not covering it front page, but I think it's very important that now people are starting to realize that if you go against Uncle Joe, there is a price to pay unlike any other politician we've ever seen, except maybe Hillary Clinton. And we'll show you guys kind of the comparison between Hillary and Joe in this, but really Joe is kind of taking the lead on this very revengeful rampage. We have him going up against Sheetz after he was embarrassed going into Sheetz and not really getting the welcoming that he wanted. Now all of a sudden there's a lawsuit from Biden's DOJ. As the mainstream media reports, Biden's DOJ, quote unquote, suing Sheetz for employment practices and discrimination. But is it discrimination? We'll go into it in just a minute. We also have Amy Harris this week going to jail for exposing Ashley Biden's diary that was left behind during a sex rehab stint, talking about inappropriate sexual contact in a shower, possibly with her father, going after Project Veritas, and when no one else has gone after any media network. No president in the history has ever gone after a media company. Obviously, one of the cases that we're reminded of in this is the Burisma case. We're diving into that as well, where Biden gets rid of the lead prosecutor in the Burisma case, saying, if you don't get rid of him, we're not going to give you any money. That was 2015. Now we have war in Ukraine. And then we have the whole border crisis, what's going on with the National Guard, where he's, again, weaponizing the DOJ, saying we're not going to charge these immigrants who rushed the National Guard and tried to fight them. And it ended up in the National Guard shooting at the illegal immigrants, only to have Texas say, no, baby, we're going to press charges. So really, really packed in show today. There's a lot to cover. I don't want to waste your time. Today's show is brought to you by GhostBed.com/Wolfpack and FactorMeals.com/Wolfpack50. Meal planning to the next level. This is a live show with a live chat. A lot of people in the live chat. If you want to get up in the live chat in the future, just head over to the YouTube channel. You can be a paid member, or you can do it for free. We also have a Patreon with tons of extra content. So look us up, stick around, hit that like and subscribe button. Give us a 5-star rating and review. All right, that's enough. Hit it, Joshua.
The growing calls across the nation to defund the police.
To end policing as we know it.
Off the charts violence in New York City. 11 people shot in just 8 hours on Sunday.
This is about the police officers who every single day put on that uniform, and they run towards danger when we run away from it.
Oh, listen, the Monday's show is taken off of the YouTubes. I don't know. I don't know if it was taken down because I was talking about Hillary, or if it was that brief showing of Fire Guy, which everybody was showing. We showed the same clip that everybody else was showing, but I did talk about Hillary, Hillary Benton. But either way, that show was taken down from YouTube. Listen, we've had problems with YouTube forever. We went from 400, 500 people in the live chats down to 40 or 50 in the live chats with no real change. So we know that YouTube hates us. And that's why we have Rumble. But good morning, conservative Anthony. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Is this the new Patriot drop? The shirt there? That's different. I haven't seen that one.
This is the Mag Club, so this is Patriot Gear, yes. You can join the Mag Club if you'd like. You get an awesome with it and a t-shirt and all kinds of cool stuff. So,
oh, I like it. I'm wearing the Refracted Wolf Apparel Be Confrontational shirt. You're also wearing the Refracted Wolf Apparel Gangsta's Paradise shirt. Speaking of Refracted Wolf Apparel, we will all be with them. Conservative Ant, myself, the guys from Anti-Hero. We will be at Street Cop Training in Kissimmee, Florida. And then we will do the after party on Thursday night, May 2nd at Mulligan's. Big live show. Are we saying the special guest or are we not saying the special
guest?
Go ahead. Let him
know. Yeah, Blake Reynolds. If anybody follows Blake Reynolds, he will be at the after party as well. Party.
Line up, dude.
Awesome. Hilarious. Follow. Yeah,
we've got Airbnbs, we've got hotel rooms, we got it all, dude. We're gonna cut loose. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Red is in the chat today. She says, "Finally, I made a live show." Red, it's always great to see you. Red and I have a ab contest set up for, I believe it was July 18th or maybe it was July 4th. I can't remember. But I'm getting jacked, Red. I'm getting ripped. It's starting to happen. I'm down 21 pounds, and I'm when I really start dieting actually in July, I think you're really going to get a run for your money. So be ready, Red. By the way, Red is a female. We're doing like a little ab contest. We did one years and years and years ago when we were both cops. Can't remember who won. It just slipped my brain. I just don't remember. I don't recall, as they say. So we'll see the rematch who wins this time. But all right, man, we got a big show, boys. Big show. Listen, how's your week been, real quick, before we get into this? I need to know, how was your week, Ant?
Great.
Any more Lago stories? Any cool stories with celebs? One, you have like, well, that would be inappropriate. I'm glad I've learned to slow down saying what I'm thinking. I didn't say it. But what I, because it was just stupid. But you have like a Ryan Sheckler pad. Remember Ryan Sheckler, Life of Ryan, where he had this like $2 million house and just celebs would come and crash at his place and it was just always something going on at Ryan's house on MTV? That is the Ant pad. You always have somebody awesome staying at the Ant pad. I've got to stay at the Ant pad. Not that I'm that awesome, but I did get to stay there and it was
pretty awesome.
It was pretty great. Anybody at the Ant pad this week?
Yes, I had a friend of mine. His name is The Angry Veteran. You can find him on TikTok. He's absolutely awesome. Great content. I met him when we did a 22 a day awareness meetup in South Carolina last year. So he came out. And I'm like the veteran sanctuary here. So I have a lot of veteran friends that come and take mental breaks and come and hang out at the Ant pad, as you call it. We just spend the time hanging out and going to the pool and going to the beach and stuff. So it was a good time.
We should call it the Ant Hill. Staying at the Ant Hill.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. The Ant Farm.
The Ant Farm. Well, but that makes it seem like it's like, you know, culty and people are coming here to drink the Kool-Aid.
Is it not a little culty? I mean, that breakfast spread, pretty...
I
don't know what I was being bribed for, but I felt like I was being bribed for something. Just the way
the one who was walking around wearing silkies, not me.
The way that the beds were made just perfectly, the pillow alignment perfectly, the candle in the bathroom perfect, the breakfast spread, which was perfect. I felt like, okay, what's the catch? Am I gonna have to sign my soul away to the Ant Farm cult? But there was no surprises. There was no. By the way, how can you be a veteran sanctuary and that was the first time you've been around? I just went to a party where like half the dudes were wearing Ranger panties.
No, I have many friends. No, okay. I have many friends that wear Ranger panties. I actually wear, well, I call them Hoochie Daddy shorts, but I wear them.
Okay.
Too,
okay.
Hoochie now Daddy that I'm skinny, I wear them.
Right. Me too. Josh, did you have a good week, brother? You got back from DC. I was just in DC as well. Feel your pain there with the traffic, but you got all the cars for the next election squared away. You guys were doing the lights for all the executive vehicles.
Yeah, there's a lot that some of that stuff I'm not allowed to talk about, but yes, I was in DC and yes, we did a lot of things with lights. So you can connect a bunch of dots and know that some things are coming down the pipe. But yeah, it was fun. Got to go there. Got to go to New York. Kind of, I would say, check that off the list, but check it off the list. Now I don't have to go back and I don't have to see all the homeless. It was weird that there was nobody, but there was all kinds of people at the same time, but they were all, there was just tents just lining the sidewalks. All, if you go from like the touristy areas, because we first went to Central Park or Times Square, then we went down to the business district down where the Twin Towers were. So those are more like touristy areas. So those are kind of cleaned up, but traveling between the areas is everything else in New York. And it's makes you feel sick to your stomach that this is our country that's gone to this. This is things I've seen when we were in Iraq. And those are things that, like, that was the beacon of America, was come to the Big Apple. This is, you got the Statue of Liberty, bring you, you know, but yeah, it was fun. We're back home and ready to go.
Yeah, you know, I just got back from Tim Pool's compound with my kids, not because I'm cool, but because my kids are cool. And it's so beautiful in the rural parts of Maryland, West Virginia, yep. Virginia. That area over there is beautiful. But as soon as you get towards the big city, it kind of turns into like a third world shithole. And it's just crazy that the people in the city are the same ones on the TikToks and the Instagrams talking about, you know, save the planet and do this and do that. But like, they're the ones that live in squalor and are just really ruining the country. When you see the kind of urban sprawl that they bring, it's kind of gross and disgusting. Luckily, Tim Pool are they're in the very rural parts of that area, and it's just gorgeous, man. Just equestrian, rolling hills, lots of cows and horses, and it's just beautiful. And yeah, so I like rural America is great. But yeah, I spent a lot of time in DC this week, and I was just like, man, this place sucks. What a shithole. All right, let's get into it, all of it, man. This is what I find interesting. I'd love to talk to you about it, and being that you're a political commentator, but I want to show you some contrast videos really quick. If the show's title today is Biden's Revengeful Rampage, and that is because literally Biden is not even trying to hide it. That if you come out against me, if you try to mess with me or my family, I will punish you. And it's just so overt. Right now we have this. And I like that the media is calling it Biden's DOJ sues Sheets. That's how the headlines read, which, you know, it even shows you that mainstream media is becoming aware of this. So Biden goes to Sheets. Let me just show you the contrast videos. Let me show you Trump outside of a convenience. This is in the same week. Was it the same day? Or was just the same week.
24 hours.
Was it? Yeah, it was very close in time. Let me show you Trump outside of a convenient mart, and then let me show you Biden doing the same thing, or attempting to do the same thing. Here we go. For those of you just watching, or for those of you who are listening, which is like 99% of you and not watching, a huge crowd, right? Is that how you would explain this to the listeners, Ant?
Yes. Yes. Huge crowd. Compared to Tampa's 15 people yesterday, yes.
Right. And like, look at this crowd. That's easily 200 or 300 people.
That's New York. That's supposed to be a Democrat-led city. I mean, it's just... The guy brings in so many people. This was Harlem, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, this is.
And it's Harlem. Like.
Yeah, dude. And his energy, he's shaking hands. He's high fiving. He goes up to the guy wearing the MAGA hat, fist bump. He's all over the place. So for you guys who are just listening, there's a convenience store, just like a little hole in the wall convenience store. Nothing fancy. It's not a Sheets. It's not a Wawa. It's not a Bucky's. It is like a Stab and Grab. He has some gates lined up, hundreds of people pressing on these gates on either side of this convenient mart. So he's in the middle. He's got four or five Secret Service guys around him. They're not up on him. They're just around him. I would say like within 4 or 5 feet of him. And he is walking from one side to the other side multiple times, shaking hands on the other side. One guy screams out, "We love you, Trump!" The energy is electrifying here. Now let's see Biden going outside of the sheets. Here we go. Let's see if this is the right video. For those of you just listening, no energy here. There's one man, and it's been staged. It looks clearly that he's been staged because no Secret Service would allow this to happen. Getting a picture, hugging him, and then
there was a black man.
Absolutely, right? With the CIA glasses on and the CIA mustache, which the CIA goatee. Now watch. He goes right for the little girl. Right for the little girl. Ignores the little boy. Goes right to the little girl. They move him on. Security is all up on top of him. There's fives of people in here.
Oh, my God.
Fives of people in here. And then there's a Trump ad, which I thought was hilarious right there. I didn't plan that. That's a Trump ad. So you see the difference here in 24 hours. He goes to the sheets and nobody gives a fuck. The employees don't give a fuck. The employees are just like, so like, all right, what do you need?
They're like, I can't believe that I have to fucking do this today.
Now look, now I'm going to play this one now. Now here's Trump inside of the convenient mart. So you just got a taste of Biden inside the convenient mart where like the employees don't even care. Like the employees aren't even, they haven't even stopped working. They're just like moseying about. Here is Trump inside this convenient mart.
How are you? Nice to see you. Hi, everybody. How are you?
Oh, you're so sweet.
You're gonna be a movie star, huh? Oh. How are you, everybody?
Hello, nice to see you.
Nice to see you. How are you? Nice to see you. This is a great group. This is a great group right here. You don't get better. Good photographer, by the way.
Yeah, Brian.
Huh? Good photographer. That's a nice crowd you have out there.
Yes, they have
the
sport
business.
Invite
them in, buy the place out, right?
Well, yeah.
Anyway, nice to see you all. Thank you. How the bodegas doing?
Great. I mean, we've been having a lot of crime, and we really appreciate that you're here to support because we in the bodega and sport business.
And I mean, like, just the crowd outside is just Trump, Trump, Trump. But he's having a real conversation with this cat. The guy is, like, airing out some grievances. They bring the little boy out. And Trump just kind of acknowledges him. But it wasn't like Biden, like, kind of lighting up to this little girl. Like,
yeah, Biden, like,
I mean, it really was. Like, I'm not trying to be hyperbolic here. I'm not trying to, like, sensationalize it. But anybody could see that there was like a weird, there's a teenage boy, a teenage girl, and then like a prepubescent girl. And Biden goes right for her and just is like salivate. It's very awkward to me. Now, let me show you one more video. This is Biden inside of the Wawa. Now, this is just bizarre. This is, again, the same week. Here we go. Watch. Now, look where everybody's kind of stationed. It wasn't like where Trump walks in and everybody's clapping. Here we go. Let me play this for you. It's all Secret Service. There's no customers. Now watch this creepy shit. Watch this. There's nobody. Look, the employees don't give a flying fuck. Look at this. Look at him. Biden just creeps his head around the corner and nobody cares. Nobody cares. The employees haven't even left the register. They're just chilling.
Well, they're not even pulling out their phones like they did at the Chick-fil-A when he was at the Chick-fil-A.
You're talking about Trump at the Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
They were all like, they're taking pictures, they're hugging him. They're like, oh my God, we love you. And these people are like, oh my God, this motherfucker.
Yeah. They're like, dude, I thought this was just going to be an easy day today. Like, oh, and okay. So the media, unless you live in a foxhole, which most of you cops and first responders that listen to the show do live in a, you know, under a rock. So the media was like, this is it's been a publicity nightmare for the Bidens for like the last 3 weeks, like going back to where he had, the big fundraiser in New York, that was a disaster. There was more protesters. It got interrupted 6 times by liberal protesters, mind you. It created a crazy traffic jam in New York that pissed everybody off right in the middle of a police officer's funeral, which pissed off all the police officers. And then on top of that, Lizzo freaks out and says that she got so much hate that she's done with social media. So just a PR nightmare. Then the next week, Trump goes to Chick-fil-A. Trump goes to this convenient mart. Again, it's just like a rock star status. It's almost like the Beatles or Taylor Swift showed up. Everybody's chanting and crazy. Biden tries the same shit. It's crickets. The employees don't care. Well, they reported it as Sheetz didn't care. And that, you know, it wasn't what it was supposed to be. So guess what happened 6 days later? Biden's DOJ goes after Sheetz and sues them. Is suing them for discrimination because they will not hire, because not that they won't hire felons, but a lot of people did not get hired due to their background check. So a company that's actually doing background checks, because Sheetz has a reputation to uphold. And we know how easy it is. Me as law enforcement officer, a lot of you guys, you know how many calls a week you get that gas station clerks are stealing from the company. Happens all the time because these gas station companies, you know, nobody wants to work at a gas station. So why not give it to a felon? Problem is that a lot of these felons cannot be trusted and they steal from you, which means the price has to go up on either the gas or the products inside of the store. Some way we're paying for it. The people who aren't stealing are paying for it. So Biden goes after Sheetz for not hiring, for upholding standards and Sheetz. And then you giving me a look, Josh. Why are you giving me a look?
I have a theory. So I don't have the before of the Sheetz, but with this channel, one of the things that we emphasize is the media will show a clip, but they don't show the before and they don't show the after. Well, I actually have some of the before at Wawa. So his Wawa visit, when it looks like it was staged, it's because it was. Every bit of it was staged, down to the guy giving him the tip. So we have a video of that. So this is literally seconds before your video started.
Oh, this is them going over the plan? This is them staging it. This is, wow. I didn't see this. Going over, like, telling the employees what to do.
This is what's going to happen.
And then he's going to give you a tip.
Can give you a tip. Can we get the mayor some yogurt?
You're going to give him this yogurt? You're going to give him this sandwich? What?
So, not to derail from this one, but if we take the step a little bit further back, Biden is from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
This all went down in Philadelphia. The Sheetz visit was in Philadelphia. This was in Philadelphia. Guess what Wawa, who is a competitor of Sheetz, guess what they're doing in Pennsylvania this year? They're to open 40 new stores in central Pennsylvania by the end of 2024.
Again, I mean, it's just overt, revengeful. Okay, so the Biden's DOJ, that's coming from mainstream media, not from Eric Tanzi. Biden's DOJ is suing Sheetz for not employing people who cannot pass a background check. They're calling it discrimination, but if you read the suit specifically says because of the amount of people who did not pass the background check that were not hired. That is what is in the suit. Meanwhile, Wawa is getting 40 new stores in Pennsylvania, right in Biden's stomping grounds. I mean, that wasn't even planned for the show. Unlike
I hate Biden so fucking much.
Well, it's crazy. So also this week we have our next story here, which is Ashley Biden's diary. We remember the Ashley Biden diary thing. Amy Harris, who found the diary at a house, which let's just talk about it in non-political terms. And if I came to your house and I left my Failure to Stop journal at your house, and you sold my journal to, who are my competitors? I don't really see that I have competitors.
Joe Rogan.
Not really. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
even though he's definitely not one of my competitors. Not even in the same ballpark as Joe Rogan. But like, yeah, let's just go there. We'll say we'll keep it local. Let's say Bosco Autry. He's got a podcast. We're not in competition or anything. Two different podcasts, but he listens to our show or On Being a Police Officer podcast or Things Police See podcast. You know, we've got one more and I'm out of here podcast that follows us, Anti or whatever. We got a bunch of podcasts, people that follow us. Let's just say Ant sells my Failure to Stop journal to one of these podcasters. And I, living in North Carolina, who only visited you in Florida, call the Florida sheriff's office and I say, hey, so Ant found my journal that I left at his house when I spent the night over there, and he sold it to a competitor of mine. What do you think the Tallahassee, Florida, I'm just kidding, I don't want to say where you live. What do you think that sheriff's department would say to you, Ant?
I don't have fucking time for this.
I don't have fucking time for this. What's the crime here? This
They'll
is
be like, okay, and
so then you take said, so then one of these podcasts takes said diary and sell it to a journal, sell it to a media front like NBC or New York Post. What do you think the FBI is going to do about that? Nothing. Nothing. The FBI wouldn't do anything. So here we have a woman who finds Ashley Biden's diary, which the now websites that have all been updated as of 2024, and you can't find the, oh, now we covered the Ashley Biden diary story in depth. And remember, it was all about the room she had at her sex rehab. She left it, her sex rehab journal, in her room at the sex rehab. Now, the narrative in mainstream media is that she left it at a house that she was staying in. A house that she was staying in. We're not talking about it being a sex rehab anymore. We're talking about that house she was staying in. Ashley Biden moves out, and then this Amy Harris moves into the room and finds the diary underneath the bed, sees that in the diary it talks about inappropriate showers with her father, being hypersexualized as a child, being hypersexual with her brother. And she's like, wow. She goes to the police. The police don't want anything to do with it. So then she sells it. Well, then the police take the diary and give it back to her. And then she sells it for $20,000 to a media outlet, Project Veritas, who then for the first time in America's history is raided by Biden's DOG FBI. It's the first time a media company. Now, we have whistleblowers that leak information to the media all the time. Julian Assange, we have the whistleblower from Boeing. I mean, whistleblowers constantly, you hear about it in the news. I don't need to go through all of them right now. You know, you've heard of whistleblowers leaking information, all sorts of information, every single day. Sports-related, political-related news to media outlets all the time. That's what journalism is, and they have never been raided for anything. Think about even when Hillary Clinton's emails were leaked, all these other things were leaked. They didn't shut down CNN. They didn't shut down Fox News. But Biden shut down Project Veritas completely and raided not only the media studios, but the houses and the homes of the journalists. Involved absolute weaponization of the DOJ to get this verified diary, a misdemeanor crime, if it was a crime. Now, we have the sentencing over the diary where she is going to do months actually in jail and years on probation where she can't leave the state. I've had guys that have killed people, had their sentence reduced from murder to manslaughter, get 3 years in jail and have that reduced and are out on less of probation than this. She pleaded guilty in 2022 charge of conspiracy to transport stolen property across state lines. I mean, she had no choice. She was sentenced in a federal court in New York. Now, this happened in Florida, Palm Beach, Florida. She received $20,000 from the Project Veritas, and the government took that money back from her. She had to forfeit the money, so she doesn't have any money. Judge Laura Taylor Swain. Now, by the way, this has all happened in New York courts. Even though this happened in Florida, we're doing this in New York courts. Same thing that we're doing with Donald Trump in the New York courts as well. A complete weaponization of the DOJ, despicable. They call it despicable and consequently very serious. Is it really serious to find somebody's journal and sell it?
No, not at all. Not only that, this is the question that I have. What's in the journal that's valuable to national security that we have spent this much money and investigative power over a diary? Arguably a young girl's diary.
Project Veritas did not publish the diaries, which allegedly detailed Miss Biden's, this is coming from BBC, recovery of substance addiction. A different right-wing outlet later published that it said were the diaries with minor redactions. Ben Wetmore, president of Project Veritas board of directors, told BBC that the organization turned the diary over to the FBI. Again, we covered this in an extensive news story where we just covered it all in depth. You can go back and listen to that podcast. But here we go again with this whole Biden arresting Amy Lee again, another addicted person, just like, you know, his daughter going through sex addiction rehab. So you finding a diary that, you know, in my opinion, see something, fucking do something. If you find information that a president, a Hollywood actor, a political commentator, a podcaster is having inappropriate showers with their children, I think you give that you put that information out to the public. I think it's very, I mean, that's what you should do. Am I wrong on that? If you found a diary like that, what would you do?
You don't think they would have done that if it was Donald Trump and everything would have been good to go and they would have had him in court already?
Well, I mean, they have him in court right now for paying off Stormy Daniels from the 80s.
Yeah, they would have freaked the fuck out. But people are starting to notice this, though. Now people are starting to finally be like, okay, like, this is, you're going after one guy for something, but you're not going after the other guy for something. Just hearing all this, dude, like, I dislike liberals so fucking much right now that I feel like I can't even have a conversation with them.
The only reason that we're talking about this is because her last name is Biden. That's it. There's no other reason because of it. So that reiterates the point that he is weaponizing the Department of Justice to go after people and things that he doesn't like, or the people that are representing him. I don't know that old senile man is making all these decisions anymore. But
no,
at the same time, it's over a diary. There's nothing in there that was, they didn't leak nuke codes. They didn't give like who our spies are working in other. They didn't do nothing like that. It was a girl's diary talking about her dad having inappropriate times with her in a shower. Okay. But there's nothing that at the time that may have been a criminal crime, but that's nothing in there. Nothing about that is anything that says that you need to spend this much investigative power. This is me losing my cell phone and someone selling it. It's a lost item. You lost it. It's gone. Finders keepers, losers weepers. And in this case, the losers happened to sleep or happened to take showers with the president when she was very young.
You know, so we have Amy Harris going down for this and kind of getting, you know, a punishment that would not, she would not be getting that punishment ahead of anybody else. She wouldn't be doing time in jail for this. This would be maybe probation, maybe some fines, maybe just forfeiting of the $20,000. But she's literally, they want people to be in prison and have jail time because that sounds more salacious. And it paints a broader picture of intimidation. But this goes back to the Ukrainian Burisma deal. I covered this in length. I'm not going to beat the dead horse over the Burisma deal. I think we all know it by this point. But just in case you're under a rock and you were unfamiliar with Burisma, if you remember that in 2015 or somewhere around there, there was New York Times had published something about Biden working with his son on a very Russia-friendly Burisma deal with the Russian-friendly president, Viktor, whatever his name was, at the time. And it was kind of, it was very weird what Joe and Hunter were doing kind of like against Obama. And if you remember, Biden also pissed off Obama back in the day doing the same thing in China, where Obama was like, we shouldn't be doing this. And Biden was doing it behind his back, said, I'm not going to fly to China. And then he does fly to China, which is why Obama didn't want to endorse Biden until the very last second, because I don't think Obama was a very big fan of Biden at all. But either way, Hunter was on the Burisma board, which was not good at the time. He had no reason to be on the board. He has no expertise in that field at all whatsoever, but he was literally on the board because his father was the vice president in the United States. And so the Ukrainian government was getting rid of Viktor Shokin, which was investigating this big, really crazy corrupt Burisma deal with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And then Joe Biden says, hey, Ukraine, I won't give you any more financial aid, period, until you get rid of Shokin. You have to get rid of this investigator. And then they do. They get rid of Shokin. Zelensky becomes president. Biden becomes a president. And then now we have this war in we have this war in with Russia and everything else like that. So again, this was a, you got to get rid of Shokin or I'm not going to give you any money. Shokin is going, it was doing an investigation that was going to uncover Hunter Biden's deals and his bad corrupt deals with this whole Burisma thing. And Biden was like, no, I will punish your whole fucking country if you do that. It's like, I'll end your entire bloodline, bitch. You better get rid of this guy and you better drop the case. And that's subsequently exactly what happened. I want to jump into this these immigration thing right now. Now, this was a mass border breach where the National Guard ends up shooting at illegal immigrants, which is crazy news. And it should be news heard across the globe. But it really wasn't. Now, this is very serious. When the National Guard shoots at somebody on our own soil, it is like the shots heard around the world. Like, that should never happen. Remember when it happened in Vietnam when the National Guardsmen shot those protesters on campus? How crazy that was. I want to do a ghost bed ad read, but it looks like we've lost Ant for just a second. So I'm going to hold off on this. On this ad read because I know Ant wants to be here for it. So I'll go ahead and jump into it and then we'll do an ad read. Actually, we'll start with factormeals.com. Listen, you want to know how I'm getting jacked right now? You want to know how I'm getting lean and cut? It's because I'm doing the protein heavy Factor Meals meal plan at factormeals.com/wolfpack50. Wolfpack 50 for 50% off. This is meal planning to the next level, folks. So when you're doing your rounds, doing your core prep, doing whatever, going to the gym, doing your jiu-jitsu, doing all the, going to the range, getting your shoot on, making sure that you still have time for family because that is extremely important. And oftentimes first responders don't pay enough attention to their family or invest as much time in their family as they possibly should. Imagine if you prepped for your day off, like you prep for court and how good your day off might be and how much time you won't waste sleeping in and, you know, spending 45 minutes on the shitter. If you have a plan for your day off, then you will execute that plan and you will be a better father, a better mother, a better husband or wife, a significant other, whatever it is. Factor Meals is here to be a part of that solution. These are fresh, never frozen meals delivered right to your door so that meal planning isn't taking up valuable time. And when you take the cost of driving to the grocery store, driving home, unloading the car, getting out the Pyrex, Pytex, Rubbermaid dishes, finding all the lids to match, cooking your shrimp, cooking your beans, cooking your chicken, cooking your steak, prepping it all out, putting it in your refrigerator, you have lost so much valuable time and spent so much valuable money that you could have just went with Factor Meals, selected from their easy-to-use website with hundreds of menu items, great customer service, as Ryan Alosio pointed out to me today, this week, that he was able to use their, he accidentally fucked up and ordered vegan-only meals instead of calorie conscious, but they just sent him the calorie conscious meals and they told him just do whatever you want with those vegan friendly. But again, they're fresh, never frozen, delivered right to your door, like a little refrigerator box, beautiful packaging. You just stick them right in your refrigerator, put them in your lunchbox, 2 minutes. Doesn't matter what kind of microwave. You can use one of those peasant microwaves that they have at the fire station, you know, the Walmart brand microwaves. Even those will get these meals hot and ready to go. And they look so pretty. I mean, the green beans, they're looking fresh, the chicken, all the sauces, and you can see the herbs and very healthy. You can do calorie conscious, protein heavy. You can do vegan, vegetarian. They have breakfast menu items, breakfast shakes. You can do three meals a day if you're a single dude, or if you're just rich and you want to, you know, you don't have that amount of time because you're making money. You making all that money. You ain't got time to plan out your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Factor Meals is right there. Go to factormeals.com/wolfpack50. Search your meal planning today. Get in shape. Get jacked. Get ripped. Lose weight. Get big. Whatever it is that you're trying to do, get it done. Start it now. Summer's right around the corner. Get shredded like I am. Hit up factormeals.com/wolfpack50. 50% off. And then, are you ready for this? It's this weekend. I know you're going to be sad. Are you ready? Get ready to cut a reel. Get ready to cut a reel. Ant, are you prepared? Are you okay leaving your ghost bed for the weekend?
Yes, because I'm going to visit ghost bed.
Wait a minute. I thought we were doing the thing in Orlando.
That's not this weekend, baby. That's not this weekend, honey. That's next week we're in Orlando.
Oh, you're right.
You have your dates wrong. I'm gonna be ghost bedding it up for weeks now. Oh, 2 weeks,
baby.
So you and I are gonna be snuggle buggle with ghost bed pillows, just rolling around, just
cooling sheets, the toppers, the new massage topper that's coming out. What?
Oh, the new massage! I can't wait to get mine.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I will be at the ghost bed facility Saturday morning. We're going to be meeting with, of course, some amazing people at the Plantation store. I don't know if anybody is in that area, but you're more than welcome to come out and shop with us. So I'm super excited. Plantation, Florida, Saturday at 10 a.m.
Yo, would this be possible? If a fan was interested in ghost beds and they came to the ghost bed facility this weekend while you're there, would they be able to lay on a ghost bed next to you for a photo op? Would that
100%.
Dude, let's go. Plantation, Florida this weekend. You get to lay with conservative Ant. Let's break some records here. How many men can we get in a ghost bed with Ant at one time? I think that would be great. Use promo code Ant, A-N-T, or Wolfpack, and get 50% off. That's how great ghost bed is to us. By the way, there is a new product coming out from ghost bed. We are getting it in the mail. Mine might even be here today. I think it was coming in today. It's the massage topper, which, wow, what the fuck is the massage topper? I don't even know, but I'm excited about it. And then we're going to try it out, give our feedback, but it's supposed to come out end of May, and then there might be a pre-order for Wolfpack and Ant fans. If you're part of the Ant fam, the Ant farm, you can get a pre-order on this massage topper. By the way, I had a miserable week at the Tim Pool compound because I forgot my ghost bed. I put it on our ramp outside while we were loading up the car, drove off. Luckily, my kids won some My Pillows from Tim Pool, so I didn't have to sleep on a peasant pillow. I at least had a My Pillow. I couldn't find my ghost bed, and I was like, did it fall out at the rest area? Like, where the fuck is my bed? By the way, ghost bed's way better. But My Pillow is better than the hotel pillows for sure. And then, but I got home and there was my ghost bed pillow sitting on my children's ramp. Womp womp. But anyway, I didn't get the sleep that I really wanted this weekend, but I'm back in the ghost bed pillow. So I'm excited for you to head down to the facility this weekend. Congratulations on that. All right, let's get into this last story. National Guard shoots at immigrants who are rushing the National Guard. Armed American soldiers get rushed by somebody from a neighboring country that doesn't have permission to be in this country. If that's not the definition of a war invasion, well, then I guess we need to rewrite definitions. I think we got to get up with Webster and figure this whole thing out, because at what point, excuse me, is this not an invasion? I mean, you have armed military soldiers standing behind concertina wire, and then a couple of, over 150, 140 illegals rush them to the point that they have to open fire on them. And then tell us what's going on with this, Josh.
So the judge dismissed the case and said that, let me pull up, they did not have probable cause.
Wait, who didn't have probable cause? Who didn't have probable cause?
The Guard soldiers didn't have probable cause to engage or do anything because this event never happened for whatever reason. They said that they threw it out because there was insufficient probable cause. Public defender representing the migrants had argued that there was not enough evidence that the accused authorities of trying to make headlines. But we have, I would say this kind of is a feel-good story. The people of Texas, the state, great state of Texas, this went to grand jury, and they're like, nah, and they indicted 140 of them.
Right. And I mean, you have to indict them. If you're going to go through all that trouble for January 6th, I mean, you've kind of set a precedent. Like, you can't say, oh, well, we don't know what their involvement was. Like, we don't know which ones were actually breaking the law and which ones weren't. So we're just not going to indict them. We're not going to have a court trial. There's no probable cause. You know, they had masks on or whatever. We don't know. We don't know who was involved and who was just trying to get across safely. We don't know. Well, if that's your take, then it has to be the same take on the January 6th protest, which you still have protesters in jail who I don't even know, you know, which is, again, against your Bill of Rights. If you are following any of my kids on social media, Tansy Fam, Duke Tansy, August Tansy, they did a Bill of Rights thing where my homeschooled children made their own little video of them going over and articulating the Bill of Rights. It was very cute. And that's why I'm teaching them and why it's so important for everyone to know your Bill of Rights, because you have the right to a speedy trial and you have a right to know what you're accused of and who your accusers are. But we have people from the Jan 6 that are still sitting in jail and they don't know anything. So now you have the same Department of Justice that is going after Sheets that the media, again, I want to reiterate here, is calling it Biden's DOJ. This is mainstream media. This is big newscast, not podcast. They're calling it Biden's DOJ suing Sheets. Biden's DOJ dropping the charges on these immigrants, saying that there's no probable cause. But all of a sudden, at the state level, Texas is like, no, we are going to have a grand jury and we are going to figure out who committed crimes and who not. And we are going to have a trial about this. I don't think it's reasonable at this point to have 140. I believe it was 140. I might be wrong. People.
Yeah, it was 140.
Rush the National Guard, which is a big fucking deal. Like, what a precedent that sets to anybody. I mean, if you can get away with that, we're completely done. That means you have no power, right? It's like when your two-year-old lays down in the grocery store and you make some kind of wazoo excuse about its autism or its fucking Down syndrome or whatever it is, and you just let it happen. You're setting a precedent. I don't care what the mental instability of the child is or isn't. You're setting a precedent, and that is your responsibility. And that child will get away with everything for the rest of its life, especially at 2 years old. You have to start early. What they say, spare the rod, spoil the child, spank early, and then you don't have to do it anymore. And so you can't allow these things to go and these things to escalate, because if you do, we're talking serious heat here. And these guys have machine guns.
Because the other thing about it is you get these National Guard soldiers that they swore an oath to defend this nation against all enemies, foreign and domestic. They did just that. And then this judge goes, nah, you guys didn't have the right to do that. Like, what? This is still our country, correct? This is still the United States of America. This is still us.
No.
Unless it's not, because you're going to let 8 to 10 million on the low end is what's come across the border. And they have no clue where they are. None. I can tell you, judging by these cities that have these massive deficits and have all these encampments and things like that, they're going to Chicago, they're going to New York, they're going to Denver, they're going to Portland, they're going to Los Angeles, they're going to all these different places around the United States. Once they get there, they're going to all these blue places. You don't think that these blue places, you know, California wants to give illegals the ability to become police officers. Think about that. I'm going to enforce the law while breaking it.
You think an illegal immigrant is going to hold up their side of their oath when another illegal immigrant breaks the law?
No.
We have, like, not to get too far off it, but within law enforcement, we have hiring standards for a reason. It's so people don't do stupid stuff and end people's lives, like that happened in Memphis, like that happened. We can pull up quite a few of police officers that should not have made it through the hiring process. But since post 2020, we have to lower the standards just to get people in, because no one wants to do this job. Because if you do your job as a police officer in New York, they're going to let the people out before the ink's dry in your paperwork. If you do your job as a National Guardsman in Texas, they're going to let the people out before the news cycle even starts.
And if there's any Chicago police officers in here as well, I mean, you can tell me. I have some friends that are in some pretty bad neighborhoods, and they literally get the call that there's a shooting, and they wait until everybody's killed each other, and then they go.
Then you go.
Right.
Because they're like, what am I supposed to do? So I'm going to go there. I'm going to shoot the perp. And then I'm going to be the one who's in trouble. So y'all just kill each other and just call us when you know.
Right. Which is actually a very strategic way of doing things. Like, just let them weed themselves out. You know what I mean? and then we can go after the alphas that have killed all the betas. Corn Pop was a bad dude. By the way, Corn Pop is one of my favorite shirts from Red Pill Threads. So I think Corn Pop was a bad dude. You need to go to Red Pill Threads and buy the Corn Pop shirt. I think that... And then you need to send us a selfie of you wearing it, and then we'll share it on our Instagram or our Facebooks. By the way, a Facebook private group, Wolfpack_FTS, or is it FTS_Wolfpack? One of the two. Join the private Facebook group. And I'm now doing the Twitter stuff. So if you want to find me on X, it's Tansy_Eric. And you can find me. I'm starting to post some more stuff from the show, videos that we're not allowed to show that keep getting taken down from the YouTube. So like the fire guy video and things like that. Anyway, Corn Pop was a bad dude. Says, is the U.S. a failed state? We have about 8 minutes left of the show. And I think that's a great question. Is it a failed state? I mean, are we a failed state at this point? I mean, have we lost all hope? We see what's going on these campuses, death to America. And here's the other thing about that really fast, not to veer us way off track, but now we have a Israeli, and I don't remember, and I wasn't planning on getting into the story, so I don't know who he is, but he's at one of our embassies, but he was on a news outlet and he was talking about, why isn't America going after these terrorists that are saying death to America and saying that we need to go after and arrest these people? And they're giving this guy a platform on mainstream media. And I wanted to say, hang on, fuckface. This is America. I can say death to America. I can say death to whatever I want. I can be pro-Nazi. I can be pro-abortion, anti-abortion. I can be pro-Ukraine, anti-Ukraine. This is America. I can say whatever I want without fear of going to jail. Like, that is in the Bill of Rights. I can say I have freedom of speech. I can, what is that? My First Amendment right, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to gather. So don't come onto our news sites and wonder why we're not arresting people for chanting death to America. I don't agree with them. I don't agree saying that we are Hamas. But I can say I am Hitler if I want to, and you can't arrest me for that. This is a free country, and the fact that we're even entertaining this on mainstream media outlets. Go ahead.
It is a free country, but you can't force, you cannot scare people into not feeling like, you can't fear people into being part of your cause or your free speech. So if Jewish kids, Jewish school, people in school are scared to go to school, and then the school is saying you should probably sit home because it's safer for you, and they're cutting off Jewish teachers' credentials to get into the school,
right,
that's fucked up. That is fucked up. If you're barricading yourself into a school so that they, into anywhere, so that people can, and so then I have to support Islam? So if I'm a Jewish person, if I'm Jewish, I have to go against my people so that because I'm feared into getting beat up or killed because I have to support Hamas. It would be like if millions of people gathered saying that they were done with the gay shit. And so I would have to come out and say, well, okay, I'm sorry. I'm straight. I'm straight now. Like, I'm sorry. Like, don't kill me. I'm straight. Like, is that that's what they want. They want, they're forcing you to be on one side of this. That is no longer free speech. It's mob action. It's criminal. It's fucked up. And I want to know where fucking Meryl Streep and all these cunt rag bitches from Hollywood are, because all of their success came from Jewish directors. So I want to know where the fuck these bitches are at.
Like, all their agents are Jewish.
Yeah. Where is that fucking bitch, Meryl Streep?
So my thing with the whole Columbia protest and things like that is, well, one, we don't even know what they're protesting against. I don't have a problem with saying, you know, listen, unfortunately, you in America, you can say death to America all you want. That's your right. But what I don't understand is, I don't think any of these people protesting at these universities even know what they're I understand if you want to protest. If the protest is, we are protesting against genocide of Palestinians and the use of guided missiles and bombs and not using troops that can make informed decisions on who they're killing and who they're not killing. Now, that is a protest that I think is worth holding, right? Because I would agree with that. I would say, okay, I understand your frustration.
Go to the White House. The students of Columbia don't have any control over what's happening in the Middle East. Go to the White House. Go talk to your grandpappy.
Well, we know for ages that they've been protesting at universities, and then the universities have alumni that are in politics and things like that. But the problem with the protests that we have going on is, like, okay, so you're not, the protest doesn't appear to be anti the bombing of Hamas. It actually is now like spawning into like some kind of like pro Hamas, pro Iranian thing, when this shouldn't be a pro Hamas or pro Israel. It should just be like, let's stop bombing people. But it doesn't mean you join those people's sides, because they literally caused war crimes and got themselves into this position. So I'm very confused on what exactly the protest is. Me personally, I would empathize with them if they were protesting against the stopping of the bombing, using actually troops to go in there and make, you know, like I said, conscious decisions on who they're going to kill and who they're not going to kill, and kind of either take the place over or, you know, do some kind of boots on the ground thing versus just, you know, mass killing people, which is kind of what they're doing. Not that we haven't done the same thing, but I don't agree with it. I don't like it. And I think I'm allowed to question it, but that's not what these protests are. These protests are, we're just going to be pro Hamas, which is very strange to have transgender LGBT communities for Hamas. That's very strange to me. And now we're kind of doing this, we're pro Iran too. Again, it's a very weird flex, especially when I guess you're not protesting for freedom, because there's a big lack of freedom and things in Iran. And of course, Hamas is a very oppressive group of human beings that oppress women, oppress gays, oppress everybody, oppress their own kind. I mean, it's forcing extreme religious control onto people. So again, I don't know what's going on, but I also don't need some Israeli dictator telling us in America that we need to be arresting everyone who's saying death to America and calling them terrorists. Protesters in this country are not terrorists, and we do have freedom of speech. And I think it's important that when you handle these things, you have to remember that people can say whatever they want to say and without fear of going to jail for saying it. Now, what they do and their actions are something else. If they're told to leave, if they're trespassed, you know, then they have to leave, and there's other crimes to be broken. If they're threatening Jews in the hallways and things like that, but you need to be more specific when you're coming on our news stations and talking about that, not just saying, you know, everybody that says death to America needs to be thrown in jail. No. That's very dangerous. It's a very dangerous slope to go down. We got two more minutes.
It's what you're saying, I agree with. What's happening is not that. What's happening is Jewish people are scared to walk the streets during a time of Passover, and any time really now, and they can't change that they are Jewish. That is that they are Jewish, or they're from Israel. So it's like asking, it's like Irish people being against Italian people and the Irish people barricading themselves into places saying, I'm going to fucking kill you because you're Italian. It's blatant discrimination. it's bullying, it's discrimination, it's mob action. It's, you can't do that. That is not right.
Because the other side of that, what happens is you have all the other students that are going to Columbia that are now remote, because Columbia, their fix to this problem is go to remote.
Right.
So you have all these students that are trying to just, like, there's normal people in the United States that just want to do normal stuff. You want to get up, go to work, get your $3 or $4, pay your $2 or $3 in taxes, go home, enjoy your time with your family, and that's it. You don't have no desires to be a movie star or be in politics. You just want to get through the end of the day and see your special, your kids and your family. That's what you want to do. So you got kids and people at this university are just trying to get an education. And now this is going on while this is in the middle of this. And then their reaction to it is to go to remote. No, you don't go to remote. And the other thing is, real quick, if you don't like the way that the United States is going here, the borders work both ways. We're not keeping anybody here unless you have done something wrong. Then we might put you in prison. But for the most part, you're welcome to come and you're welcome to leave. So if you don't like this, you can get the fuck out. If you want a death to America, go to the left door. And for those that are saying that we're not doing enough for Iraq or for Iran and Israel and you and all that, we just voted in another 90 some billion dollars. And yeah, not one penny of it goes to our American people. Insanity. At the American border. You just paid all of your taxes and they sent every penny of it and then some. We're borrowing money from China to give it to Ukraine. Let that one sink in.
Also,
we're
in that
writing
bill,
checks we can't cash. Like, this is ridiculous. They are gutting our country from the inside out. And they're telling us that it's not happening while it's happening right in front of our faces.
In that bill also is the TikTok bill, which TikTok is showing lots of videos of clubs going off on in Ukraine, people walking the streets as normal in Ukraine, exposing models, social media influencers pretending to be soldiers. All that is coming out on TikTok. So they have to get rid of TikTok. It has nothing to do with Chinese spyware or anything like that, because, you know, obviously we've been spied on all these devices. It literally has to do with their lack of control over X and over, by the way, we didn't even cover it, that Biden is suing SpaceX for not hiring illegal immigrants or people from outside of this country, which is crazy because it's national defense. Why you can't have a space program with illegal immigrants or people who can't pass background checks. But we didn't even get into that, but it was just more proof there that Biden's weaponizing. I want to end on this note, though, really quickly, with the protests going on in Colombia, and you're talking about remote education and them not going on. How do you fix it? Because the minute you bring in law enforcement, or the minute you bring it, you're going to bring in the National Guard to break up those protests. Do you know how crazy that would get? And then you're going to have another Vietnam shooting. It's the same crazy shit. But here's the thing. Those colleges cultivated that culture. They educated. Those are the people who are being educated by you. So it's like if my daughter becomes a sex-fueled, addicted cokehead, Ashley Biden, or my son is a sex addicted cokehead, Hunter Biden, or my kid is more like the Trumps, where they're more well to do and successful and things like that. Either one, you own that as a father. So Trump owns what his children are today. You've met the Trump children, fabulous people, right? It's a direct representation of Donald Trump. Biden and Ashley are a direct representation of Biden and Jill and how they have raised them to be. So your college campuses, literally, you have to take it on the chin. You raised these kids. You educated these kids. You own them. You own their behavior right now, because you're the ones that fueled their education, and you're the ones that pushed all this leftist wackadoodle ideology on them, and they're just simply acting out on it. So, I mean, I think you have to just let them do what they're going to do. The cops don't want to get involved in this. I guarantee you the police chief doesn't want to have anything to do with it.
At some point, they're going to have to do something, though. Well, if they're going to this far that they're going to have, well, if you're you're going to remote, if I was a student and I was paid for an education, I paid to go to a class, and then in the middle of it, because of what's going on, they're going to tell me I'm remote. I didn't get what I paid for. I want a refund. I want my money back. Is Columbia going to refund?
You know, these kids aren't going to do that, though. These kids don't have balls. These kids aren't 38 years old and know what the fuck they're doing. They know that they have to get a college degree because mommy and daddy said they have to get a college degree from Columbia University. And they're going to get their vaccines and they're going to wear their masks and they're going to stand in line. And the only ones that are going to be loud and noisy are the crazy blue-haired fat chicks with those weird mental illness nose hooks.
And you can allow them to make their noise to an extent, but if it gets to an extent that it's starting to disrupt classes and it's disrupt the rest of the university, they have to put a stop to it. Because if not, that line that they're marching of, let's see what we can get away with, let's see what we can get it. They set up an encampment with tents in front of the university. Like, they had their own little, like, overnight they set this stuff up. So at some point you have to draw the line. But I don't.
Well,
like,
we'll see. It's got to play out. I don't. I'm with you. I don't see them getting law enforcement involved or the military involved. That would be a huge escalation, unless they just need another distraction for all this stuff that's going down. Listen, the Biden campaign is a nightmare, completely behind in the polls, and it's. I don't want to jinx it, but I mean. They're going to have to not have an election, or they're going to have to do something very serious to Donald Trump, or he is going to win. That is that. Listen, guys, we've got 5 minutes over. I have another appointment today at 11:15. You're going to be at Ghost Bed this weekend, and then we'll be all in Orlando together this week. I'm super excited to see you, Aunt. And I'm doing Disney World with my children on Monday or Tuesday. So that's going to be fun. And then the shows might be a little wonky. I might be doing them from a hotel, or might have subs or fill-ins for this week. I'm not sure how that's all going to play out. But stay tuned. It's going to be a crazy week with the live show and everything. If you want to be a part of the show, please like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. But more importantly, give us a 5-star rating and review on the iTunes, the Apple Podcasts. You have to hit the follow button now on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. If you've gotten this far in the show, we're not asking for your money. We're just asking for a 5-star rating and review. Please do it for us. Also, don't forget about the We Defy Foundation fundraiser that we're doing for May 27th. Any super chat or donation to the We Defy Foundation that goes to us, if I get $1,000, I will be rolling for 1 hour without a break in a Hulk Hogan Speedo. If we do $1,200, Ant is going to fly up here and he's going to be the last person I roll with, and he's going to choke me out. Right now we're over $350. So keep those donations coming. We have till May 27th, and you can private message me on the Instagrams or Facebooks if you want a direct link to donate money. $5, $10, it all goes, it all helps out. So hit up the We Defy Foundation and hit me up and we'll get you squared away, or you can send a super chat right here on the YouTubes. Until tomorrow with sports news, this has been Failure to Stop's last call today with political commentator and activist and, I'm just kidding, an influencer, Anthony Raimondi, conservative Ant and Deadleg Media. We'll see you guys on the next one. Thank you guys so much for being here.
See you.